This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Let's get her done. Week 10, day 2. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Is it true that we're off Friday?
Yeah.
That's true.
4-day weekend, yeah.
Holy.
Well, Entercom had, you know, said to everybody, look, what a job you've done.
Well, I saw the email. Believe me, I saw the same thing you saw.
Well, no, I'm trying to explain it to, for the people who are like, why the F are you guys off on Friday?
Okay. I just didn't think that referred to us, but that's great.
Well, I immediately thought, well, this obviously refers to us. You know, we're working just as hard as everybody else-ish.
Great.
I know. So I thought, Bryn, make that happen. That's, that's usually what I do.
I don't make anything happen. I just ask questions. Yeah, is this for real, guys?
And they said it was?
Yeah.
What?
Our management is super nice. What do you mean? What's the...
Nothing. The way you said it's real. Yeah, they're very nice. Very nice people, yes.
They are very nice people, yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was surprised because it seemed as if Bryn sent an email this morning that kind of confirmed it. And I was like, whoa, all right. I could use the... Weirdly, we can use the time.
I know. It's such a strange thing. Like, we had a vacation scheduled for a few weeks ago in April. And because we had just gotten into lockdown, it was really close. We were like, we don't really need that. What are we going to do? Like, who wants to have a vacation when you're stuck at your house and you can't go anywhere? But I am actually looking forward to 4 days off in a row. Like, it's, look, the schedule is a grind. There's no question about it. And we're lucky to have gigs. Don't get me wrong. But it's, I am 4 days of, my problem is the longer the vacation is, the worse I am on the last day of it. Like, get into bed, forget it. I might as well just not sleep on that last night. It's just too fitful. You know, I sleep later every day. What's the latest you sleep to? You never sleep. Oh, you have little kids. I guess they're going to wake you up.
Yeah, I was going to say
they're on their own schedule.
This time off has nothing to do with time away from the radio show. It's all about the fact that those kids are here all day, every day. We're just, they're here. There they are. There they still are.
And there you are.
Up, up, up. I'm like, Jesus, dude. You can walk now. What's with the up?
Right. It's so tiring. Walking is so tiring. Why walk when you can be carried?
Anyway,
what's the saying? Why stand when you can sit? Why sit when you can lay down? Why even lay down when you can be carried?
I mean, is that Slug Life, the Slug Life motto?
I think so. Why run when you can walk? Why walk when you can stand still? I'm sitting and I can lay down, why wouldn't I?
It'll work out great.
I'm excited.
An opportunity to just deal with them and not try to work and deal with them at the same time.
We were actually talking about, because didn't you report that there's going to be nobody traveling? This is going to be like the lowest travel.
Well, for Memorial
Day,
I also have reported, and I have another story in front of me, that this summer people are going to hit the road in numbers you can't believe, because that by summer we'll be emerging from this more and more.
And so ready to see something other than our walls.
Right. Just want to get the hell out of their house. So how that will look, I don't know, because hotels are, while they're desperate, they're also one of the things people will have concerns about.
For sure.
So I don't know how that's
going to
look.
I wouldn't be staying in a hotel right now. Although I suppose if I was the first person to stay in the hotel after the lockdown's lifted, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I could stay in this hotel. I'm not, you know, next weekend, nah. Yeah, we're talking about doing a road trip, not like a day trip. Just go and drive around in places that we like and not get out of the car and or maybe get out of the car. You know, be one person could get out with a mask and gloves and or something.
But circle but just, back to home.
And just get home. But spend the day just away. You know, when's the last time you spent a day away from your house?
And your kids are down to go do that?
They love road trips. They love, you know, we have a good time.
Oh,
they're, you know, right. they love it here. I mean, even, you know, as they've gotten older and seen more parts of the country and the world, I believe that they have come to have a real appreciation. Like we'll be driving down Miller, which is the main road in our town, and it's or one of them, and it aims toward right at Mount Tam. And, it, you know, the view's always different. There's clouds or there's maybe a little wisp of fog or maybe it's just the most perfectly clear day. And, you know, especially the younger one, he's always like, oh. This is, it's so beautiful here. We're so lucky. I'm like, oh my God, thank God you realized that because I have lived in some holes.
Right. Well, and I guess that means Denton's canceled, huh?
Right now, Denton is canceled. Actually, that he's in flux. I don't know that school's going to continue for him. He's getting a job this summer and going to.
Oh.
And be a working, well, when he can, you know.
Right.
And he's going to work for a while. He's got his Good. Little band going. I don't want to call it his little band. He's got his band going.
Uh-huh. DGS.
Yes. DSG. DSG. Actually, I think their record's out this week. No, their record's out next week. Sorry. Comes out like
so
a Memorial Day.
They've got a full record ready
they have
for release.
Full record ready for release. They've already released a couple singles, and so we'll get to listen to that.
All right.
I know our dude
Alan is finally bringing employees back at Bananas. Like he's really pumped that he was able to withstand the stay at home order, and they're doing curb pickup and appointments and stuff. So I don't know. Didn't he intern there?
He did intern there. I don't know that. You know, the bottom line is as great as it is to be around music, and it is a retail job, and there's a sales element. So. I don't know where he'll wind up. I think he should do something music related, but, you know, clearly my opinion means nothing. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, the kid goes and works at a grocery store like we all did when we were kids and sees what a real hard day's work is all about.
I've talked to a lot of grocery people as I've been the shopper in my family and had to go out, you know, at least once a week. I can't imagine. I mean, I did grocery. In fact, the last time I was in, I started bagging my stuff, and the guy goes, boy, you've done this before. I'm like, yeah. Yes, I work grocery. Yep.
Yeah.
I have done this before. But I didn't have time to sort of ask. I wonder what it feels like to become an essential worker and to frankly be treated like sort of a hero as people have needed their grocery stores and the grocery people have stepped. That's pretty neat. It's kind of a neat, like, whoa. Never saw that coming.
Early on, somebody had written to us, Vin. I don't know if it was an email or, you know, one of the heroes things we were doing early on. And they said that their whole family's in lockdown, but their kid had recently gotten a job like at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And he was leaving the house because suddenly her, you know, 16-year-old kid is an essential worker, however old he was.
Right.
And, you know, they had questions about how safe that was going to be. But it's true. I mean, what would we do if those people hadn't been at work this whole time?
Suddenly bagging groceries becomes legit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that means they're going to get paid any more on the other side of this. But I know that grocery has good unions and good, you know, double pay, triple pay.
Right. Holiday stuff.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, he could do well there.
Yeah, you know, and look, we all find our way in life, and that kid, you know, he needs to find it. And I don't think it's happening for him at college. He's just, you know, where the one is just all he cares about is student stuff and cramming crap into his head. This one's just like, you know what I want to do? I want to paint. I want to make music. And I'll just do whatever it takes to kind of support myself. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, look, so that was like a conversation at your
house.
Oh,
there's plenty of... I try to shut up a lot. You know, I can't do the, you know what you should do. Because believe me, I could fix that kid's life. I'm, you know, set him like, all set. And, you know, if I could just do all the work for him and go to the job, whatever.
Right.
But that's not how the world works. And mom is a pain in the ass. I've been told, you know, many times.
Oh, uh-oh.
So, but, you know, on the other hand, somebody's got to light a fire, clearly. So I try to be quiet and, you know, he does better with his dad.
I was just going to say, I would have expected, not because you're not his mom, I would have expected John, because he's, I don't know, basically been the guy that's gotten them up for school each day and gotten them off.
Putting them to bed.
There's a little bit of a different relationship there. I would have expected that he would be a little more plugged into what Wright wants to do.
I mean, he's actually, you know, if the kid's gonna open up and talk, it's to his dad mostly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we joke around, you know, and we're fine, but he's not. Although I can think of a couple things he's brought to me where I was like, oh, I gotta look at that, I gotta look at what is it, what's now, what, you know, medical stuff. Like, what? Oh. What do you think this is? I'm like, oh my god,
below the dude. Waist.
Sure. I mean, you know, when they're a little kid, like, you know, hey, what do you think? I don't think. Let's take you to the doctor.
Yeah,
that looks serious, or whatever, you know. But John's actually he's great because he's so quiet. Like, John only talks when he has something to say. Where I'm just like blah 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 blah, blah, right. blah, talking to myself out in the yard, like, you know, talking to just talking.
I know, I do the same.
Oh my god, I can't shut up. But John is very quiet, like not shy, just stoic. And so when he has something to say, people actually listen to him. Like, the kids will listen, you know. Yeah. Oh, well, dad said. I'm like, oh, dad said something? And so they, you know, it's a family joke.
Right.
But he, you know, he's smart and he knows what to do. And it's like when I go off on some idea, you know, I'm convinced we have to do this or whatever, this, that, or the other thing. And I'm blah, 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 blah. And he just plants little... Oh, but what about him? Never says another thing. Oh, but what about him? And then he lets me come all the way around to the thing he was thinking in the first place. It's like,
oh,
it's
he's
genius.
Learned how to work you after
oh,
all
God.
These
nobody can work me like John can. John knows all the tricks. When I
way
start
go,
getting
John.
Mad, he stands up and walks out of the room. It's so frustrating. My whole life, I mean, when I was raised with people who were like, you know, just, oh, really? It's something? Let's argue about it, you know? No, that's not. John is the opposite. It's good. It's good for me.
Well, back
I'm probably
to the
a better person. Yes, go
to
ahead.
Myself
sorry.
All the time. My kid, my daughter, who's I was just explaining, is constantly with the up, up, up.
So this is Hulk baby.
This is Hulk baby, constantly needing to be picked up, or she'll walk 10 feet and then turn around and go, all right, I've had enough of that. But I have realized more than once when I'm walking around the house with her in my arm that I'm sort of whispering or talking under my breath to myself. Oh. And then I will hear her go, okay. And she'll whisper back to me as if an affirmative of what I've been. So.
And then you have to think back, like, what the hell did I just say?
What was I just talking about? Yes. I will have to sort of work my way backward. What did I just tell this kid that she's right. agreeing to now? It's usually just nonsense, like, oh, we got to pick up this and get that and this and that. And, you know, it's just me
right.
sort of
planning out your day, right?
Right, meandering through the house with a baby on my hip. But that it's just I don't notice I'm doing it until I hear her respond. Okay. Oh, all right.
So she's talking a lot more now.
She's talking more. She's still really lazy about it, though. Really, really lazy. Mm. And I guess that's second. Everyone I've talked to says their second kid was that way.
Yep.
And so, and she's super smart, and she's got her own ways. And I actually think she's, in her own way, she's funnier than Isla has ever been. Like, she's
yeah,
got,
Isla's,
got,
It's all in Isla's delivery. Isla's not that funny. She's just, you just can't help but love her. I don't know what it is about that kid. I was having a whole convo with your wife about her last night.
Oh,
anyway,
really?
Go on. Yeah, you know, your wife made a pillow cover and she sent it and we started yapping.
We started she did make a pillow cover and it's like the big accomplishment, man.
Sure. It's, I mean, listen, anytime you make something with your own hands, it's, the feeling is, I mean, even, you remember an art class in high school or, you know, whatever year you were in? Like, I mean, I got bit by that bug early on. Like, oh, look, I made this. This is something, you know, it was nothing. And now it's this. You show it to your mom and your mom's, oh, well, I got addicted to that, you know?
Oh.
You know, I love,
did
I
you
love
ever make
making
those,
something.
Those etchy mirror things, a little mirror square that you put a picture onto?
You put
onto?
Like a layer of stuff on it and then you'd have a, are you talking about? Like
I'm talking about like a 12 by 12 square mirror that you would scratch. I thought, I can't remember how what we did with them. I just remember that I got arrested with mine. But you'd scratch like a picture on the backside of it and it would show through the front.
Right. You could it had like
and
a
I
backing
think you
could
even,
on it. It.
You could even paint them.
Yeah.
So that the color came through the front of. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. And actually, that's I've seen artwork done like that, like on the back of a pane of glass, even like
they've
painted it. They had to start with like the eyeballs first, and then paint backwards to because the front is what you're going to see.
Right.
Yeah, I do remember. Did you do that?
Yeah. Well, that's we did that, and that's the thing. We had one in my car one time. That's a story I don't want to tell.
Probably for the best.
Do you really want to hear an arrest story right now? But
I'm always open for a good arrest story, Vinny.
I think you've heard this one. Me and my friend John went out for Halloween. This was the first night I had my new Toyota Celica, although it wasn't new. It was just
new to you.
New to me.
I didn't even know you had a Celica.
Yeah, I did. I had a Toyota Celica, one of those hatchbacks, so I could get my surfboard in there. It had way too big wheels on it, so if you turned too tight... the wheels would scrape on the fender, and you could hear it go. And eventually, the wheels had these cuts from.
Sure.
Anyway, there we are leaving this party, and my friend had, I guess it was just Coke, but he had it on him, and we're driving home.
Wow.
And we had one of those mirrors, which was being used for the festivities.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, in my rearview mirror, there's police. And I'm like, you know that fear, that holy crap, I am a sitting duck. There's no way out of this right now. So I just turned into the shopping center. This is the middle of the night. A completely blackened shopping center. Genius. So I turn in, and I go around the back of the grocery store.
Oh, you're trying
store.
To get away.
Well, yeah, I turned did not be have him behind me. Yeah.
Oh, but, you're saying this guy wasn't trying to pull you over. He was just behind you, no lights.
He was
lights.
Just behind me, and I freaked because we're sitting there.
Because of course you did. Right. So, you got cocaine, and you're probably drunk.
I don't know that I was drunk, but
okay,
I wasn't. I'm sure I wasn't going
to.
But anyway, the point is I turn right thinking I'll just go into the store, which is closed, and the... So anyway, I drive around the back of the store thinking like, I'll just make a nice little circle and he won't. And of course, he just, him and
a
buddy.
I mean, what's the most suspicious thing you could do on earth? Pull into the darkened mall parking lot. Like, what are you thinking?
I reacted and I turned. And this is one of those nights where, unfortunately, where I lived... I was known by most of the authorities in the area, and they were like, first they go find the stuff that you guys threw out of the car. And we're like, we didn't throw anything.
Did you throw something out of the car?
Yeah, my passenger had thrown whatever he had on him out there, and it didn't go far enough, clearly, because they were like, go get that. And...
Well, you know, if they didn't see you, you want to be able to find it later. So
this just keeps getting worse. But anyway, this is one of those nights where they said, we're going to get Vince Sr. down here and you're going to leave with him. And I was just like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, take me to jail.
I want to go to jail. I don't want anything to do with that guy.
They were like, oh, this Vince Sr. guy is great. Man, one word out of him and I don't
and he showed up and
weeks.
Was like, the first night in your new car. The first night.
Yeah, it was actually your only shot at anonymity. You had a brand new car, not that Datsun B210 bright orange or whatever
you are
it was.
Correct, sir. The first night.
Oh, Vin.
I didn't have.
You could have been on the down low, but no, you got to pull into the darkened mall parking lot.
You know, listen, I don't know what kind of master criminal you are, but I'm not one. I was just.
You know how many times I've been arrested? Zero.
Well, then you're a master criminal.
I am a master criminal. I get away with murder. Woo!
Anyway, I didn't mean to start the show with my a tale of arrest, but
that's fun. It was about that mirror. That mirror brought back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Memories,
so the mirror. They pull
mirrors.
The mirror out and they're like, "What is this all over this mirror?" And we're both like, "Huh?
What?"
Right.
Oh no.
Who's got an excuse ready for that?
No. Yeah. That's. Well, you guys are dummies.
Yeah, we are.
I can't believe you didn't get arrested. Actually, I mean.
Well, no, I was arrested. I was released to my dad.
Oh, I see. He picked you up at the police station. I thought he just came down to the shopping center.
He picked me up in the street.
Oh.
No, they just.
They didn't book you. They didn't take you in.
No, they didn't. I was 17?
Yeah, but you had coke on you.
Well,
I mean,
you were
clearly heading down the wrong road.
No, that's true. But I think they knew that my dad was going to.
Right. We'll see if Vince Sr. can handle this. All right, let's roll here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.